Excellencies, before I give the U.S. national statement, I rise to condemn today's missile and rocket attacks by Russia against multiple civilian targets in Ukraine, which killed at least 5 civilians, injured 12 more, and destroyed civilian infrastructure. In the context of our discussions here, it's important to emphasize that targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure is inconsistent with international humanitarian law. Now I'll turn to the themes of this session of the Executive Committee. As we face unprecedented levels of global displacement, my government's commitment to supporting and protecting refugees and those forcibly displaced has never been stronger. We must all be more effective, more efficient, and more generous than ever before. Many of us gathered here were in New York 2 weeks ago at the UN General Assembly. We saw many reasons for hope that week, including pledges for urgent action to avert hunger and famine at President Biden's Global Food Security Summit. But it was also clear that the humanitarian community is struggling to respond adequately to a long and growing list of protracted and emerging crises. The U.S. government has responded decisively to these new crises, including Russia's illegal, unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. At the same time, we have maintained robust humanitarian assistance and diplomatic efforts everywhere else. In the Sahel, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Venezuela, and elsewhere, we are working with UNHCR and other partners to deliver life-saving aid while also advocating for durable solutions. Just this year, the United States provided more than $17 billion in humanitarian assistance globally, continuing our long tradition of humanitarian leadership. The nearly $2.2 billion that we provided to UNHCR this year was our largest ever contribution, a testament to our enduring and invaluable partnership. I now would like to highlight 3 U.S. humanitarian policy priorities. First, we are expanding our refugee resettlement program and encouraging others to do the same. In fiscal year 2022, the United States doubled our 2021 refugee resettlement numbers while also welcoming 82,000 Afghans forced to flee the Taliban. But the United States can't meet refugee resettlement needs alone, so we are exploring new avenues to expand resettlement capacity around the world, like the resettlement diplomacy network we proposed on the margins of the General Assembly to drive collective action on resettlement. Second, we are redoubling our commitment to refugee inclusion, lifting up both refugees and the communities hosting them. We are fulfilling the commitment we made at last year's high-level officials meeting to support at least 10 refugee inclusion and self-reliance pledges over the next 2 years. Third, we are enhancing protection for particularly vulnerable groups and individuals. These include people facing food insecurity, women, children, members of the LGBTQI+ community, those with disabilities, the stateless, and others whose identity or circumstances give rise to increased protection needs. Mr. Chairperson, our fidelity with the world in responding to the historic humanitarian need is enduring. Our commitment to those who serve tirelessly in the global response is unshakable.